is most people get completely disheartened by the unachievability of accumulating a deposit. And then they get even more disheartened when they realise the house prices have gone up, the number that they saved is still not enough. So how do we solve the deposit-based issue? So
because you can't save at the same rate that house prices are going up.
No, it's impossible.
And that's why we're like, you, that's why getting in early as quick as you can, is by lowering the deposit, is the most important thing.
Yep. We need to adjust the expectations. We need to figure out, you know, we buy what we can afford now to get what we really want later. So what does now look like? What does what we can afford now actually look like? And then how do we create a clear pathway to make that so achievable and so accessible that it becomes a no-brainer?
In 1837, Horace Mann created the education system, a system at the time designed to pump out factory workers and professors. The same system that is still being used today in the 21st century. Now, Mann's system is backfiring. We are being molded by the same industrial system that has existed for close to 200 years. That system delivers us into a digital economy that has no need of our outdated skills. This isn't our teachers' fault. This isn't the government's fault. This is due to a rapidly changing world full of technology and unforeseen circumstances. And us Gen Zs are caught in the middle. Welcome to the Driven Young Podcast, the podcast for stressed, overwhelmed young Australians, teaching you practical life skills you can implement now to set yourself up in life. And now your host, Byron Dempsey.
Welcome back to the Driven Young Podcast. I'm back after a 5-week break. That's the first break I've taken since starting the podcast. So apologies for not posting for a while, but we've got an absolutely incredible episode coming up. I'm joined by Massey Archibald. So Massey is someone I've known for almost 4 to 5 years now. I think about 4 years. And when I started my business, he was one of my clients. And when COVID hit, for those of you who know my story, I lost all my clients except for one. This was the one client who kept me, and he's been a good friend, a mentor, and someone I really look up to. He runs a company called Teach Me About Property. And at the age of 30, Massey purchased his first property, and after 5 years, he became financially free. And he thought, what if I could help other people do this? Now, rather than going after, which is what most property gurus do, they go after the richest people because they've got the most amount of money, he went after his people. Massey is a New Zealander, and so he went after people from his culture. So New Zealanders, Pacific Islanders, Cook Islanders, Samoans, people who have a history of renting, and very rarely are they able to purchase their first property. And so I have so much respect for him for doing that because it's such a difficult market to target, but he's been able to pull it off. He's now had thousands of families go through his program. So he has a program for Teach Me About Property, and I help you buy your first property. Yes, it's an educational program, but it's not like you come in and learn some stuff. You come and learn some stuff, and then they literally will line you up with a property. They'll give you the lawyers. They'll give you the mortgage brokers. They'll set you up with everything and help you purchase your first property. Now, for those of you who are listening, we have a special opportunity for any Driven Young listeners in Australia who want to purchase their first property. Now, this is mainly for people under the age of 30 or under the age of 25. So young Australians looking to buy their first home. If you feel like it's unachievable, this is the episode for you. Listen to the strategies we use. And I will say this episode was actually filmed back in 2021. I think December 2021. And the reason it's taking me almost a year to post is because after we filmed this episode, I kind of went, all right, well, let's post it in a month or two when I launch this project. But then Massey said, why don't you purchase your first property? And I said, look, Mass, I'd love to, but I'm a young male who paid myself $29,000 a year last year. It's very unlikely you'll be able to do it. Yet, 6 months later, I can now say I purchased my first property and I got the keys to my first property 3 weeks ago, which is why I'm now launching this project and opening up this podcast episode. So I'm very, very excited. If you're not in Australia, you're still gonna learn so much about the property market and how you can have the belief to purchase your first property. If you are, click the link in my bio, come along to a webinar and just see what it's about. If you wanna sign up, if you wanna get involved, if not, that's totally fine. I'm not asking you to do anything. We just want you to come along to the webinar and all the information will be in the links in the bio. So if you're keen, click the link in my bio. But otherwise, Massey is an absolutely incredible guy and I cannot wait for you to listen to this episode. So go to teachmeaboutproperty.com, click the link in my bio to find out more. And now, over to Massey.
Massey, welcome so much to the podcast.
How you doing, Byron?
It's been a long time coming.
It has.
It's been very long time coming. So to give a bit of clarity to people listening, I've spoken about you in the podcast. When COVID hit in 2020, I lost all my clients except for you. Yeah, you're my only client.
Wow.
And, you know, you kept me alive.
Yep.
And obviously I've spoken about your company. I think it's a phenomenal company. The yep. fact that you guys are working with people who, you know, most people in property go after the high net worth people
yep.
because that makes the most sense if you're looking to build a business financially. Mm-hmm. But you guys have gone for more impact first and you're helping people, your community, your people, people who often have a history of renting and struggle to get into the property market. And this episode is going to be about an opportunity, a partnership that you and I are building together. And we're going to go through your story. We're going to go through the opportunity that you're presenting to us and with our goal to help young Australians get into the property market. So before we get into all that, I'd just love to know your story. Yep. What did you do after high school and, you know, the journey up until now?
Yeah, cool. Okay then. So look, my journey, I don't know about you guys, but for me, it wasn't planned.
Mm.
It wasn't strategic. You know, I just kind of stumbled from job to job and I only really had a couple of talents. So I didn't do uni, didn't go to uni. So, you know, the tertiary education path wasn't my journey. My main talent was just work ethic. Mm. So I just worked really hard. Didn't matter where I was or what I was doing. I just worked really hard and generally that got me attention. And, you know, I went through a number of different roles, worked in sales environments. And then I stumbled upon the corporate environment and I actually ended up you know, working in marketing, advertising, and that was stumbled upon. Mm. You know, a lot of other people, they'll go to uni and they'll study that and then they'll move into it. That wasn't my journey for me. Mm. So I ended up working for a company called ACP Magazines, which is the magazine arm of the old Kerry Packer empire.
Oh, yeah.
So he owned Channel 9 and he owned ACP Magazines. And so I worked at ACP Magazines and I was there for about 10 years. And in the end, ended up heading up the Australian market for the New Zealand division over at what was then Bauer Magazines. And look, for most people, you know, outside looking in, you look successful.
Mm.
Great job and good money, heaps of perks. My wife loved all the free magazines
yeah.
and we used to go to a lot of events and she loved all of that stuff. But for me, I always felt like there was something else. Something else that I should be doing. I stumbled into property as I started looking, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. You're trying to find what it is you're meant to be doing. Mm. I stumbled into property, and through property I was actually able to replace my income. And at the age of 35, I was able to leave the corporate world to do not much.
Yeah.
/ nothing. So that was good fun, but it was only good fun for a short while.
Mm. You're bored.
Yeah, you're bored. Yeah. And you'd be amazed at how fast doing nothing becomes extremely boring.
Mm.
So I left in May 2015. That's when I left the corporate world, May 2015. And by the end of the year, I was ready to do something else.
Yeah.
And so one of the things I wanted to do was I thought, look, if I can use property to replace my income, surely I can help other people to do it as well.
Mm.
And so that's when we kind of started, you know, teaching me about property and moved into the sphere of trying to help other people to accomplish what we've done.
Mm.
And that kind of gave birth to Teach Me About Property.
Yeah, I love the, you know, you said you didn't have it planned.
No plan.
That's how I love living life. I think more people need to embrace that.
Yeah.
And embrace the uncertainty. I think a lot of people have this idea of if I can't see where I am in the next 2 years, that's stressful. And it's like, just embrace it. Let things happen. If you work hard and you put yourself out there, opportunities are going to happen, whether you have the eyes to see them or not. There's that quote, and it's like a life-changing opportunity comes across someone's door every 2 weeks,
yeah.
whether they see it or not. Mm-hmm. I think most people don't see it. And, you know, it's a classic story, I hear.
Yeah.
You know, you're in that job, you're comfortable, you're earning good money, you're successful in the eyes of society, but you feel like there's something more.
Yeah.
And so when you jumped out, how old were you when you got into property and how long did it take you to replace your income?
Yeah, so it was about 5 years.
Yeah, not long.
Not long.
Mm.
It was about 5 years. And you got to remember you stumble for a couple of those years. And
yeah.
then you start to, I did all the courses,
mm.
you know, so I go do all the property courses. And look, I'm not good at a lot of things, but I'm a very good student.
Mm.
And so for me, if I join a program and the person is saying do ABC, I do ABC.
Mm.
Most people are students. So they're like, yeah, I don't really like A.
Mm.
B's, but C is good. And then they just do C and they're like, oh, why didn't it work? So one of the things that I'm very good at is I'll do exactly what the brochure says.
Follow the blueprint. Mm.
Like you're choosing this person to mentor and guide you. You're paying good money out of your pocket for that person to be your mentor. Just follow the blueprint.
So I'm doing my gap year program.
Yeah.
I'm like, guys, just come to the workshops I'm putting on. Yeah. That's all you have to do. Just show up to them. Like showing up is 70% of success.
Negotiating the input, people don't connect that with negotiating the output.
Mm.
So for me, if it just says do these three things, I will put my heart and soul into doing those three things. And then what? The funny thing is, oh, how'd you do it? So I just did what it said.
Yeah.
And it worked. Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's one of the things that I'm very good at is just being a good student and following through. So I did a lot of the property courses. Don't know about you, but I'm obsessive. When I get into something, I'm all in, for better or for worse.
Mm.
You know, so, and a good thing like property, I did all the property courses, spent you know, a bomb, heaps of money. But once I learned how to do things, I go out and I apply it. And so one of the areas where I started was finding, you know, development sites for developers. I learned how to assess properties and to determine if they had development potential, if there was money to be made. And pretty soon you realize there's a fair bit of money on the table.
Oh, my God. I mean, the property market is like the backbone of Australians. They say, I think 60% of Australians have a second property, aka an investment property. I don't think any other country in the world has that high rate of, you know, if you go to Europe, you know, they've been around for so long, most of the properties are gone.
Yeah.
You know, they pass them down through generations. And so I guess what we're seeing here in Australia is it's been booming over the past how long? Well, like ever?
Look, in May of this year, the Australian property market hit $8 trillion in value.
$8
trillion? $8
trillion. Wow.
5 months later, $9.1 trillion.
Whoa. Far out. And so a point that I made to you off camera, first of all, and we'll talk about how the idea that it feels very impossible to get into the Australian property market as a young person. The average house in Sydney is 1.2 million now.
Yeah, you read the right data, it's probably higher, closer to 1.5.
Wow. And so, you know, in our head, you know, okay, 10%, 15% deposit, 150 grand, 200 grand, that's impossible. I'm just going to spend money and travel. Now look, you and I, we're both fan of traveling and enjoying life while you're young, but from my heart, I believe you can do both. I believe you can enjoy life and you can be smart with your money and invest into property, stocks, business, whatever it is. Now, those conversations around property.
Here's what I've learned. Right? At first, we started teaching me about property to help everyday hardworking families to build wealth through property.
Mm.
And we started in a specific segment of the market, which was our community, you know, Kiwis and Pacifica living in Australia. And we thought that the challenges that were endemic to our community were unique.
Mm.
But they're not.
To clarify, you know, Samoans, Fijians, Pacific Islanders, Cook Islanders, New Zealanders,
Kiwis.
And you're saying, you know, these people typically rent. They're not good with their money. And so you thought that was unique to your community, but now you're realizing, nah, it's just.
Yeah, we thought there's this unique challenge that we have of getting into the property market.
Mm.
And the more we had conversations around property, we realized actually those challenges are pretty universal.
Mm.
So most families can do a bit better with the way that they manage their finances.
Mm.
Most individuals, people, suck at finances.
They do, honestly. I mean, I've seen stories with you. You know, the first thing you do with your clients is sit down and go through their finances.
Go through the numbers, yeah.
Yeah, and what do you see there?
What we see, like, and this is for everyone, this is universal. Most people underestimate the strength of their current financial position. Right. So most people don't realize, like, guys, we live in Australia. It's a first world country.
Mm.
And some of the best wages on planet Earth.
Mm.
And people are like, because what they see someone else they know who earns more money.
Mm.
And they think, oh, well, when I get to that level, then I'll be better with my finances. So what we see is everybody waiting to become more successful. And then when they earn more money, money will be the solution to the way that they manage their finances.
Mm.
But that never plays out. If you look at the data around, you know, elite athletes, if you look at the data around people who win lotto, people who come into a lot of money quickly, the challenges that they had when they didn't have much money amplify when they get more money. So what we teach and what we show people is how to get the maximum outcomes from their current financial resources.
I think it's the mindset of wage is rich. You got to remove yourself. Like a high wage doesn't mean wealth. Anyone who's on a high wage typically has a nicer car, a nicer home, and just gets more expensive things, a nicer watch. They spend more money. It's lifestyle inflation. I see it constantly. And so I think getting out of the mindset of once I get a management position, I'm on 150K a year or whatever it is, and understanding that your financial habits start now.
If people want to understand the way that the game is played,
mm.
The goal is to, with the income that you have today, transfer as much of that money as possible into assets. And as quickly and as young as possible, start deriving more of your income from assets and not from your wage or your salary or from your income. And as you do that, you're going to build the freedom and the lifestyle that you want. So if you look at the numbers, right? So the wage increase is anemic in Australia. Wages are high, but they're barely moving, right? But you look at asset growth. Property prices have gone up 23% in the last 12 months. I don't know anyone who's getting a 23% pay rise.
No way. We do, Adam Powell, the program I help run, we do a money and finance section and we end on showing compound interest because time is your best asset when you're young, right? Like getting in. And we do three examples. We show at 10% return, 15% return and 20% return.
Yep.
And we show it over 45 years. And if you invested $100 a month, $200 a month and $400 a month, $400 a month at 45 years at 20% return is something like $186 million.
There you go.
And if you drop that down to 15%, it drops to like $80 million because it's the compounding.
Compounding. Time.
Yeah. And look, you're not going to get 20% for 45 years. That's, I mean, you might, very unrealistic, but 20% is massive. Like what are you getting in a savings account now? Like 1%?
If you're lucky.
Yeah.
If you're lucky. So the reality is this, most people focus on the income that they're getting from the wage that they earn. You know, the salary, whatever it is, which makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. But the sooner the penny can drop for you that you want to transfer your income across the assets, the sooner you understand that, the sooner your financial life will change. Because in order to do that, you need to take money from, you know, you would generally be putting into things that don't generate any form of return, you know. And so transfer your money across into assets and allow those assets to start paying you. That's the simplest version of the formula. But what happens is people don't understand how to do that. People think, well, buying property is unachievable. I can't buy property because I just read the headlines and some of those headlines are scary.
Terrifying.
You know, I read, so the three headlines, I'll give you an example. You know, a house in Haberfield sold for $7.02 million, which is $2.02 million above the reserve price for the auction.
It went $2.2 million over reserve.
$2.2 million.
Oh, they'll be laughing.
So that's why. Well, yeah, if you're the owner and you're selling it, you're like, life is good, right? Right. And so what's, as you hear this, guys, what you want to understand is who do you want to be in the story? And you want to be the asset owner. And so there was another property in Tamarama, or Glamorama, as it's more colloquial known. And look, that property was owned since the early 80s. I think they purchased it for maybe $280,000 odd. That just sold for 25 mil. 50% above the suburb record. And look, these stories are absolutely amazing. And then look, I'll take you to a different part of Sydney, Mount Druitt, Mountie County, you know, Struggle Street.
Yeah.
Property out there, old fibro house sold for 2 mil.
And to clarify for anyone, Mount Druitt is not like the most elite part of Sydney, let's say.
Struggle Street, it's you know, and so what I'm trying to convey to you is the asset prices right across the spectrum have gone up. And it's not just in certain areas.
And if all you did was focus on those headlines, you'd think it was impossible to get into the market.
Exactly. Because then you run the numbers in your head. You're like, okay, well, I want to buy a house in Tamarama, 25 mil. I need a 20% deposit. Okay, that's only 5 mil, $5 million dollar deposit. And at which point, it's like, let's just go get some KFC and have a good time. And so what we focus on is that achievability element. Because what we learn is when most individuals, most people, realize that the barrier to entry is much lower than what they first thought, they start to get a bit excited.
It's hope.
Hope.
There's an experiment. I just posted on TikTok and it went viral.
Yep.
You'll love this, right? And you feel free to use this. There's an experiment of a scientist who put a rat in water and the rat, you know it? And the rat had to tread water, right? The rat had to tread water. And he was like, how long will it tread water for? About 15 minutes on average. Then he'd pull the rat out. So they could tread it for 15 minutes. Then he was like, I wonder if I put them back in, how long they last? And he was like, maybe another 20 minutes, 30 minutes. He put it back in, 60 hours.
That's right.
60 hours because the rat had felt what it was like to be pulled out. And he knew if I just kept going, I'm going to get pulled out. Someone's going to save me. Hope. Don't underestimate the power of hope.
The power of hope. So achievability is an antecedent to goal achievement, right? So if people don't feel like the goal is achievable, it's too far out of reach, then effort doesn't accompany their striving towards that goal, right? So hope, right? And the belief that, wait a minute, I can do that. you mean I just got to do these steps and then I get that? Hey, we can do that. And I've seen that happen with so many people that come into our program. We show them that, yeah, the headlines, right? But we talk about, teach me about property. We talk about the TMAP two-step. Mm. You buy what you can afford now to get what you really want later.
Yeah, we got to be realistic. There's no secret here. Got to be realistic. You're not going to buy a dream home at 21 years old.
Yeah. And so, guys, this is not the podcast where you hear how to buy a $25 million property in Tamarama at 21. That's not this. Mm. But what we can talk to you about is how do we get you into the property market?
So that you can buy that in 20 years' time.
And how do you become the property owner in amongst your group of friends? How do you be the first one in amongst your friends to get into the property market and do it on your income that you're earning now? Mm. Do it with the current financial resources that you have now. With the right team in your corner, we upgrade. We upgrade your knowledge set, but we also show you some strategies that we use. So from an achievability standpoint, what we're trying to do is make the deposit more achievable within your reach, within your grasp.
And so that's the toughest thing, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
The deposit.
Man, it breaks people's hearts. Because people do the maths and they're like, well, I'm saving next to nothing right now and all I need is $200,000. That'll only take me 3 lifetimes.
Yeah.
You know, carry the one, it could be 4 lifetimes.
Yeah.
So at that point, the numbers don't stack. But what we do is we get that number much further down into the realms of achievability.
Mm.
It gives families hope. It gives individuals hope. It gives people hope to say, you know what? I could do that.
It's hope combined with a structured blueprint, which shows them how to do it.
Shows them how to do it, and we hold your hand and walk you through the garden path to avoid the landmines, you know? Sometimes you put them there.
Yeah.
And we've got to help you to navigate through those. So our two concepts that we use to make property far more achievable for family, for individuals, is LMD and OPM. So what's LMD? LMD is what we call low money down. How do you buy a property with as little money as possible upfront?
So that you're leveraging the growth market.
You're leveraging the growth in the market. You're leveraging time. Time becomes your friend.
Because
right?
This is what I was saying. I've got friends I know that have been saving well, good on them. I'm proud of them. They've probably got 50 or 100 grand in their account. If they bought a property and they could have easily bought a property a year ago, imagine how much it'd be worth now.
Yeah. So if you look at those examples though, most of those people, if you understand what's holding them back, right? What's holding them back is knowledge.
Fear.
Fear is a massive barrier to people getting into the property market. Mm. But then the third one is they're just not practical.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why we talk about the TMAP two-step. You buy what you can afford now to get what you really want later. And guys, you will see evidence of this concept right throughout your life. Mm. Don't start as the CEO. Mm. You take the job you can get and then you work your way up. That's the TMAP two-step.
It's a Gary Vee quote. And he's like, eat shit now, have caviar later.
Yeah, that's it. Even with cars, you look at cars.
Oh.
You know, think of your first car.
It was $1,500.
$1,500.
The registration almost cost more.
Yeah.
It was a Saab 9-3 1999 convertible.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, I loved it.
It was freedom.
Yeah.
It was just A to B. Gets me from A to B. I loved it.
And the most important part about that car was it was yours.
Yeah.
It gave you the freedom. It was this whole new life that opened up because you got into that car. Imagine if you said, no, my dream car is a Ferrari and I'm not going to own a car until I can buy a Ferrari.
Yeah.
You'd never own a car.
No.
And so people make that mistake with property. And what they don't realize is property appreciates in value over time and you can use the first property to buy the second property. And it may take you one, two, or three steps to get to the property that you really want. But along the way, you're going to increase your skill, your knowledge, you're going to increase your asset base.
Mm.
And then you're like, and then, because here's the thing, right? Let's speak for a second. When you don't own property and you read another article in the newspaper or online about property going up, how do people feel?
Damn it, should have got in a year ago.
Yeah.
You know, it's like regret.
That's right.
They're going, and it, I think.
Or you get a bit angry.
Oh, for sure.
All of those other wealthy people and stuff those people and, right, you know, we get a bit resentful towards those other people that are succeeding. We feel like we've missed the boat and we wonder what's the next step.
And we compare ourselves to people who have more privilege than us.
Yes.
Which is a dangerous thing to do.
Yep.
Don't compare yourself to, everyone can make do within the privilege they have.
Yep.
If you're comparing yourself to someone who's above you, there's someone below you comparing themselves to you.
100%.
Unless you're at the bottom of the heap and you're not because you live in Australia, you're probably in the top 5% just by living in this country. Mm. Take advantage of it. Don't compare yourself to people who are more privileged than you because that's it's just a bad way to look at it.
Yeah.
What can you do in your situation?
So here's what happens after you buy property. When you read the articles about how much the market have gone up, you smile because your property has gone up. And so this is what happens when you don't own property and you read about property going up. You feel resentful. You feel like you haven't done the right thing. You compare yourself to other people who've got a lot of privilege. You start saying this is the reason why.
Mm.
But once you own a property and you read one of those articles and you're sitting there eating your cornflakes or your Weet-Bix in the morning, you're like, how good is life?
Yeah.
And so that's what we want for the people within that watch your podcast.
Mm.
We want more of those people to be able to own property. And we want to be able to show them that it is achievable. It is within your grasp. We've got some, you know, amazing strategies which we've used to help, you know, youngins to be able to get into the property market.
Yeah.
And when I spoke to you, remember I rung you and I said, you know, 6 months ago, 9 months ago, 12 months ago, I wouldn't have believed that this was possible.
Mm.
But now that we've helped, you know, so many people within that demographic to be able to get into the market,
mm.
I picked up the phone and I'm like, Byron, man, we need to talk.
And I was excited. After that phone call, I was just like, yes, this is sick. And I'll say to the listeners, like, there's a lot of sharks out there in this space. And so the fact that, you know, I'm doing a partnership with you, I'm very serious about that.
Yep.
You know, I take that very seriously. I would never bring on someone I didn't trust. I've worked with you for over a year. Mm-hmm. I've seen you, like, so to give clarity, I used to film for you. I was your videographer.
Yeah.
And I've filmed so many testimonials of, you know, I remember there's one and he was a guy and he had his family of 8 kids with him at the park.
Yeah.
And he starts crying on camera. He's like, I never would have believed it was possible.
Yeah.
And now I've got a property that's going to pass through the generations of my children.
He's
crying to me on camera. And yeah. I've got so many of those.
Yeah.
You know, I put together so many videos. I watched them. You know, I was getting emotional while editing this stuff. Like, yeah. This is achievable. And it's that first thing is hope. This is realistic. It's achievable. There's no silver bullet here. It's going to take time.
Yep.
We're going to have to teach you delayed gratification.
Yep.
You know, once you've understand the delay. And the thing is, once you understand delayed gratification, if you see an article that says property's dipped, you don't care because you're in it for 10 years,
yeah.
15 years.
Yeah.
The market goes up and down. You know, it doesn't hurt. And so I fully back TMAP and, you know, I think it's an incredible company. And I was so grateful to work for Dent and TMAP, my two clients, because they're both companies that do so much good.
Yeah.
And they really set the standard for me going into my business. You know, you help families, you've got a change life changes lives, one of your slogans.
Yeah.
So as we get into, I guess, talking about what you guys can offer and how you do it and the numbers and everything, I want people to keep that in mind. If you're listening to this podcast, I may have sent you here because you're interested in seeing what we have to offer. But, you know, our dream with this partnership is to help young Australians under the age of 25 get into the property market.
Yeah, it's even more than that.
Mm.
See, we see that as a problem. And so what for me, the partnership with Teach Me About Property and Driven Young is let's solve the housing affordability crisis for Australians under the age of 25. There has never been a more challenging time to be 25 years old or under, 18 to 25 years old, trying to get your first property.
Mm.
So first of all, let's acknowledge that. We're not going to pretend that that's not challenging, that seeing the current prices at where they're at and you run the numbers and it's difficult, you know, the debt to income ratios, all of that stuff. But what we're here to say is we've got a strategy, we've got the expertise, and we've got the right two businesses coming together to solve that problem, right? We're passionate about solving problems. And so what I've realized is through our skill and expertise and the experience that we've built up over the last 5 years at Teach Me About Property and changing, our vision is to change 1 million lives, one family at a time. And so I see this partnership with Driven Young as an extension of that same vision.
Mm.
Let's change as many lives as possible.
Mm.
Change 1 million lives, one family at a time. And that could be you.
Mm.
And so as we do that, we get key learnings. And so the key learnings that we've learned, as we've already discussed from the top, first one is most people get completely disheartened by the unachievability of accumulating the deposit.
Mm.
And then they get even more disheartened when they realize the house prices have gone up, the number that they saved is still not enough.
Mm.
So how do we solve the deposit-based issue? So
because you can't save at the same rate that house prices are going up.
No, it's impossible.
And that's why why getting in early as quick as you can,
which
is by lowering the deposit,
yep.
is the most important thing.
Yep. We need to adjust the expectations. We need to figure out, you know, we buy what we can afford now to get what we really want later. So what does now look like? What does what we can afford now actually look like?
Mm.
And then how do we create a clear pathway to make that so achievable and so accessible that it becomes a no-brainer?
And it's probably not going to look like your dream home. It's not going to be in your dream spot.
Yep.
And that's, you know, eat shit now to have caviar later.
That's
the whole thing. TMAP two-step. And obviously we'll talk about first homeowner's loan and other government benefits, taking advantage of those. But first is a mindset, delayed gratification and understanding that you're not going to get it straight away. It's going to take time.
You're not going to get it straight away, but you're going to get it faster than what you even thought was possible.
Mm.
Because let's be honest, prior to this podcast, you didn't even think owning a home was possible.
Honestly, I still have doubts. When you see those headlines, they mess with you. When you see the average housing price is 1.5 million in Sydney, oh geez, do I go buy somewhere else? But then how do I even start that? I can't visit the place. Do I buy in Adelaide? Who do I talk to about that? I'll just keep it in my bank account.
Yeah.
That's what I see. Or I'll just spend it.
Or let's just spend all the money. Let's blow up our Instagram feed.
Mm.
You know, let's live the Instagram life.
Yeah.
And then have no assets.
The thing is, if you have assets, it makes traveling easier because you're earning money while you're traveling.
Yeah.
So we're not here to say sacrifice now, just invest all your money. You know, I think it's still a good strategy, but you can do both. You can have a good life and you can be smart with your money.
Yeah. And look, that's the TMAP way.
Mm.
Everyone has a level that they can commit to.
Mm.
And if the sacrifice is too high, the commitment vanishes because it's too much. So our expertise is understanding where is that line for you and then getting you to commit to that line and then get the outcomes. So yes, it's about making, helping you to understand that there is a property and there are numbers where the deposit is more than achievable for you based on your current circumstances and where you stand today.
Then we don't go for that property.
That's it. So that's the first thing. Guys, property is simple. You're going to hear a lot of experts that they complicate and they make it sound difficult, but it's very simple. You only need three things to buy property. First is you need borrowing capacity, right? So that's you need to be able to get a loan from the bank and how much will the bank actually lend you. Second is your credit history. What does that look like? And the last one is a deposit. Now, most people get caught up on the third one, which is the deposit. But once you tick those three boxes, you're in a position to transact. And I've seen people delay their decision to transact and it's cost them so much money. So getting into the market, then you allow the market and all those headlines to do the heavy lifting for you.
Well, let's talk about opportunity costs. The opportunity cost of not getting in this year is a, you know, 20% increase.
Yeah, 23%. So, you know, we saw a lot of people buying properties, let's say last year, towards the end of last year, entry level price, you know, west of Sydney, you know, southwest, northwest of Sydney, entry-level prices were probably in the mid-sixes.
Mm.
It was an entry-level price, right, for like a house and land package. Now those properties, they're well over 800. Mm. Entry-level price now is mid-eights.
Mm.
It's 200 grand,
mm.
12 months. You're not going to save $200,000.
Yeah. So the opportunity cost, if they saw the deposit, they pushed it off a year, now they're getting in, is $200,000. Mm-hmm. That's a $200,000 decision. Now, let's be real. It's been a big increase this year. It's not always 20%.
Nope.
And so obviously don't get caught up on the numbers. But the thing is, it's the opportunity cost.
Okay, guys, here's what I want you to understand. As you tick off and accomplish goals in your life, you become more confident in your ability to tick off and accomplish more goals in your life.
Yes.
Right? And you need to understand that property is one of the, it's a massive life goal. So when you show you, right, we're talking about you creating a new data set about you. So when you prove to yourself that you can purchase a property, what happens immediately after that, in the shadow of that transaction, you start to think, if I can do this, I can do anything.
It's true. It's references.
Yep.
We talk about this in Power You. If you have a belief, what references do you have to back up that belief?
Exactly.
You want to be a confident public speaker. There's a time in school when I came top of the class. There's that time when I spoke out and people received it well. There's that time, blah, blah, blah. Up in the point we've got so many references, that belief just becomes who you are. And it's the same with property. That's a massive one. We also teach the 100 list in Power You. We get them to start, what are the 100 things they want to achieve in their life?
Yep.
Every single graduate, over 30,000 people we've had, has had on that list, get a property.
Yep. That's it.
How many of them are going to achieve it? I don't know.
And guys, in terms of opportunity cost, what I have seen, the transformational process of getting into the property market, what it will show you is what you're capable of.
Mm.
Like I said, you will say to yourself, at some point in the immediate aftermath of you transacting on a property, is if I can do this, then I can do anything.
Mm.
And then you start, because right now, if we have a conversation about people buying multiple properties, one, two, three, four, five, when your listeners hear that, it just sounds out of reach. It sounds unrealistic.
It's too disconnected from
us. It's way too disconnected. But here's the thing. Once you transact on that first property, irrespective of what that property is, you now start thinking, well, if I got one and I'm 21, what could I do by 25? What could I do by 23? Yeah. What could I do by 30?
Yeah.
And if I can do this, 3, 4, 5 assets, I can replace my everything.
Mm.
Becomes possible.
Then you get excited, which means you're in a better mood, which means you're meeting your people. You know, I love to, if we get people in on this, I'd love to connect them all. We can create a community of people who are doing this.
And you lead your peer set.
Mm.
You will be the first within your peer set to own a property. And you'll be telling them it's easier than what everybody tells you it is. Mm. Just get involved and work with these guys. I can't believe that I purchased a property.
Do you know the good thing is the fact that everyone else thinks it's unachievable means it's less competition for you. So you're listening to this. You know, how many people are going to listen to this? If it's based on current numbers, a few thousand people, you know, how many people are going to take action? I don't know. A handful? Whenever I post stuff like this, usually only a handful of people take action. Out of 10,000 downloads, maybe, you know, 5 or 6 people take action.
Yep.
And it's like, just show up.
Just show up.
I don't know what we're going to do. We're probably going to offer like a free strategy call or something if people want to get interested. Just show up. You know, nothing might come from it. That's fine. But at least you gave it a shot.
Yep.
We're talking about before how everyone always pitches, like you hear stories from people who are multimillionaires, they got 6 properties and everything. We're not here to pitch that. We're pitching the smaller ones. There's a great quote and I heard, it's like, oh, people often compare a big achievement like climbing a mountain. So if you want to get a property, you got to climb that mountain. And I heard a quote and it was like, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next. And so one property, you've climbed that massive mountain, now you're on to the next one and then the next one. And so most people look at like 6 properties and they see it's one massive mountain and they go, I'm never going to get up to the top of that one. Just focus on the first mountain, then the second one, then the second one, one step at a time.
Yep. And this is what I want you to understand. Once you've purchased the first property, you are a new you in terms of your personal financial expectations for your life. Right, we all speak a good game, let's be honest. It was, oh man, I'm going to drive this and I'm going to own this, I'm going to do that. But most of us aren't committed to those statements.
Mm.
And we just say it because it feels good to say it.
Mm.
And we're around people and we want to impress them, so we say lofty ambitions. But the behavior is not there, which flows through to create the outcome.
Mm.
When we get you across the line in the first property, your behavior, you upgrade your behavior. And as you upgrade your behavior, so many more possibilities come within reach. And so when you're talking about opportunity cost, it's not just the financial opportunity cost. It is you building the data set to show of how much you truly are capable.
Yeah. It's the references.
It's, yeah, like you say, those references. And for me, property is one of the biggest life goals that most people have.
Massive.
And a lot of people are completely disconnected from that as a possibility.
Mm.
In fact, you know, we've had, we had a couple, 20, actually no, he was 19 and she was 20.
Wow.
When they joined our program. They joined our program at the last in-person event that happened pre-COVID.
Right.
So that was the last event, then COVID hit, everything else moved online.
Yeah.
And I remember they were there and they're talking and he was keen. He's 19 years old. He's like, yeah, Massey, I love this. I'm going to do this. Woo. And she was reluctant. She hesitant. Was like, yeah, but is this possible?
Mm.
And so she asked that question in about 5 different ways. But what she was really asking is this possible for us?
Mm.
He's 19, I'm 20. Can we even do this? And I'm like, yeah, you can. And if you're willing to put in the work, if you follow the strategies, we can do this for you. And so they joined at 19 and 20 years old. That was in March of last year. And they got the keys to their first property in January of this year.
Wow.
But the growth that they went through
as
a couple, you know, they got engaged after they purchased the property.
Hey.
They set up their wedding date, which got pushed back because of COVID, twice, and now they're getting married next year. And they've purchased their second property.
Second?
Second.
1.5 years.
Second property.
Wow.
And so they've used our, OPM strategy, which is other people's money strategy, and they've used it effectively for 2 properties. And look, this is not the story. You know, I'm sure you've seen the articles, you read a lot of them, 19-year-old boys that get to the bottom and right at the bottom it says, and mum and dad gave them $300,000 to buy it.
It's always.
Mum and dad went guarantor. None of that. I'm talking about from the sweat of their own brow. They hustle and they grind. Now, here's the thing. They upgraded their hustle as they upgraded their belief system.
What, didn't you say one of them worked at like H&M or something?
No, not H&M. It was Monkey Mania.
Yeah. It was like part-time job, casual job
at Monkey Mania.
What's that, like $20 an hour?
Yeah, but it was only like 18 hours a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So guys, here's what happens. When you first get in, you're skeptical, you're unsure, you're uncertain. But as you start to see the results, you will upgrade your hustle.
Mm.
And so what happens was she did baking on the side as a hustle, side hustle, right? And then he realized, I said to him, well, look, man, she's working and she's got a side hustle. What's your side hustle? And so he got a second job. And what happened was, look, let's be honest. They go home after attending our seminar. It's a property seminar. He's 19 years old. He walks in, tells his mum and dad, I just joined up to this thing. I'm going to buy a property. How do you think his parents responded to that?
Scam. You've just lost your money.
That's exactly what they said.
Yeah.
But on the other side, very condescending too. Oh, you're 19. You got a goal. That's nice, son. Almost like patting him on the head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, but
you'll find out the hard way. It doesn't work like that.
You'll find out it doesn't work like that, right? But where mum and dad were won over was when they saw the changes in him.
In the attitude.
They saw the attitude change. Mm. They saw him working more hours. They saw him get a second job. They saw him retaining his finances. Because of hope, because of accountability, because of achievability. I'm like, if you do this, you get that. And they're like, are you sure, Massey? That's all we need to do. I'm like, that's it.
Because it's not your opinion. You're just showing the numbers.
Showing the numbers.
Yeah.
Showing the numbers and the possibilities. And then we present them with the opportunities and they took action.
Mm.
So you're going to upgrade your hustle along the way. You're going to surprise you with what you can do, right? And as you create more evidence, more new references, you will upgrade the amount of hustle that you're putting towards these things. And people around you are going to be like, what's going on over there?
Mm.
Right? And you'll be like, man, just doing my thing over here.
And then everything in your life improves. Because, you know, you become a better person. You're working more. You're earning more money. You've got goals. You've got ambitions. That's attractive.
Yep.
Man, if you're looking to date someone, if they've got goals and ambition, that's super attractive.
Yep.
And attractive to not just, you know, dating, but anyone around you. Yep. I want to be around people with goals and ambitions. That's who I want to surround myself with. Yep. And so the parents probably went, you know what? For whatever price it is for him he signed up to, even if he doesn't get a property, look at how he's changed.
Yep.
And that's probably where their whole mindset shift. They said, this is great. We've been trying to get him to do this for years.
And then I got to meet the family on the day they got the keys. Whole family. I'm talking like uncle, aunties, cousins, everyone. Why? Because this 20-year-old kid just bought a house. He just bought a property and he's got the keys. They moved in. The family was astonished but proud.
Mm.
How proud your crew and your family will be of you when you get the keys to your first property.
Mm.
They're like, man, you did it. You know what your parents or the people that you look up to or your mentors around you will say? I wish I had done what you've just done at your age when I was your age.
Oh, everyone says that.
Everyone.
I mean, that was me at the dent events. You know, everyone was like, man, I wish I knew this stuff when I was your age. That was a big catalyst to why I started the podcast.
Yeah.
Everyone's saying this to me. I wish I knew this. It's like, well, why don't I put this stuff out here?
Yeah.
And I've got messages. There's a message I keep on my phone from a 14-year-old girl who listens to the show. She's like, hi, Byron, I listen to every episode. I'm from Canada. Even my parents listen to it and they're learning from it. And I'm just like, man, if you're at 14 listening to this, imagine where you're going to be in 5 years, 6 years.
Yep.
And that makes me so excited. That's why I love working with young people because there's so much potential and hope because the greatest thing they have over you and I is time.
And so here's the thing. I was just saying to Richard, my marketing manager on the way in the car on the drive in, I don't know anyone who said, geez, I really wish I had purchased my first property later when I was older. Or I'd waited longer. I've never met a single person.
Or I don't know anyone who goes, I wish I didn't travel.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't take that year off to travel and experience new things. I wish I didn't get that property. Exactly. It doesn't exist.
Everyone's like, I wish I had a start. If I knew this earlier, I would have done this.
Mm.
And so for you, if you're listening, that's you right now.
Mm.
And so what we talk about at Teach Me About Property is making decisions that future you will be thankful for.
Mm.
And you know, getting involved and taking advantage of what TMAP and Driven Young are putting together, taking advantage of that to get you into your first property, future you will be thankful for the decision that you make.
You know what most people do? They do the opposite. They set up poor stuff for future you.
Yeah.
They do bad financial habits. A 25-year-old's going, oh my God, I wish I didn't do that. I wish I didn't do that.
Yep.
Don't do that. Be the opposite. Yep. And the other thing I would say is don't be a winner. Don't be a when I achieve this. I'll talk to Byron when I get this job. No, that's what everyone does. It's always when. And it never comes. Yeah. When I get this job, when I graduate, when I get this degree, whatever it is, take action now. Because even if you have the conversation with us and nothing happens, you've had that conversation and maybe when you are actually, we give you, we say, all right, come back and talk to us in 3 months when you've achieved this and we give you a goal. The problem is most people's when goals are just iffy.
Yeah.
They don't have numbers. When
what
I say
they really numbers, are, is there an out?
Yeah, it's a justification to not do it.
Yeah, it's giving you permission. It's about giving yourself permission to not commit.
And that applies across anything in life, not just this, everything.
Everything. So what we use is we use property as a tool to help people, individuals, to create long-term, positive, long-term financial behaviors, you know? And so property is the goal. Property is the ambition. We can help you to accomplish that ambition. And we'll talk about how we do that. But in accomplishing that goal, we fix so many of the behaviors around finances, so many of the thought patterns around finances that your entire financial future changes.
Mm.
And everything becomes a possibility.
Maybe here's a good tagline. It's not just the property.
Yeah.
It's not about the property. Something like that. You know, the property is like, it's the journey to get to the property where you change as a person, you change your financial habits, you've got hope, you've got a pathway, all this stuff.
Yeah.
Even without the property, as you mentioned, there's going to be so many benefits.
Yeah.
Obviously, we want to get the property and you've helped hundreds of people get their own property and I've seen you help hundreds of people get their own property, which is why it's so exciting and why you mentioned, you know, you wouldn't have pitched this to me a year ago.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, a year ago, we didn't have, and I'll be honest, I'd helped a couple of 21-year-olds, but it was all parents' money.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so I've done that and I've seen that happen, but that's not inspiring, you know. No one gets inspired because a billionaire's child buys another Ferrari.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, wow, look at it. No. I mean, it looks cool, but it's not inspirational.
Mm.
But now that we've helped multiple, 21-year-olds and younger to be able to buy their first property, I'm like, wait a minute, we've got a solution to that problem.
Without parental money.
This is from the sweat of their own brow. This is them on their own hustle, from their own steam. And so, you know, you got that couple, you got Terrence and Susan, you know, joined when they were 19 and 20 years old. She's the old woman, just. Yeah. and now they own two properties, you know. And then we've got another 19-year-old. You know, he's just bought his first property.
Man, 19.
19. And he's single. No help from the parents.
Yeah, so the couples had each other, but he's single, so he's done it.
He's single, yeah. So he's done it. You know, he works hard and he does stuff, but he doesn't work harder than you.
Yeah.
Here's what I've learned. Most people work hard.
Mm.
Most people work hard for money, but they don't know how to make the money work hard for them.
They just don't know.
They don't understand leverage. They don't understand the concept, but they've been taught to work hard and they apply that concept. So, you know, if that's you, I mean, well done.
Mm.
But that's step one.
It's the entry. It's a baseline. Everyone works hard.
That's the price of entry.
That's the price of entry.
Right? That's the price of entry, but you've got to keep paying the next level price to get to the next level.
You have to work hard and then you have to work smart.
Working hard, work smart.
Working smart is leveraging assets, leveraging your time, leveraging appreciating assets.
Working smart is transferring as much of your current income into assets as possible.
Mm.
And you might be sitting there going, yeah, but I don't know how to do that.
Mm.
Well, that's why we created the podcast. That's why I'm having this conversation.
Mm.
And we're not talking about, you know, new things that may or may not be. We're talking about property, bricks and mortar.
Mm.
They have a saying, you know, by land, they're not making any more. Like property, it's bricks and mortar.
Yeah.
So how do we ensure and help you to get into the property market as soon as possible? We lower the barriers of entry.
Mm. And we give you hope.
And we give you hope.
Honestly, I'm so big on the hope because it feels so unobtainable for young people right now and they just have no hope. And as you mentioned, they'll go get KFC, they'll go do whatever. Again, you know, we love KFC, but it's a balance. It's got to be the balance.
So let's start by acknowledging that it is a difficult journey.
And it's possible.
That's step one, right? It's a difficult journey and it's possible. Mm. So, you know, we're not going to sugarcoat things. We're going to say, look, there's effort required, but man, the outcome is worth the effort. And so let's have a conversation about the two key strategies that we use to enable people just like you to get into the property market sooner. So the two things we talk about is LMD and OPM. LMD, low money down, and OPM is other people's money. So let's talk about LMD first. Now, at TMAT, we're the low money down kings.
Mm.
What we do is I'll go in and I'll negotiate, you know, with developers, with property companies, land developers, whoever it may be, and I'll negotiate as low as possible deposit to be able to secure a property as possible. And so if you think about it, generally you would need a 10% deposit, right? So let's say you're buying, you know, a $500,000 property, say it's a unit, $500,000. We need $50,000 just to lock that property in, right? So we might negotiate the deposit as low as $10,000.
That's insane.
10 grand.
I can. That's achievable.
Yeah. Byron's like, I can scratch together 10 grand.
Yeah, I can.
And most of you can too, right? Bit of hustle, bit of grind. You're like 10K is within your periphery.
Might take you 6 months to get there in working.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is.
That's right. And so, but what we do is we use the LMD strategy of locking down a property and you get time. So here's what happens. As the property market continues to rise, you can build equity in that property before you've even settled on the property.
Mm.
So we'll secure land or we'll secure, you know, a unit or something where it's off the plan and you've got time for the market to go up and we're in a rising market. And so we can use, we've had people then use the increase in the value of the property as the balance of the deposit.
Oh, right. Yeah, so to clarify what you're just saying here, they've locked the property in. They haven't, have they signed papers and everything?
Yeah.
So they've signed papers.
They paid the deposit, signed the contract.
They paid, in this hypothetical scenario, they paid the 10 grand.
Paid the 10 grand,
then
the contract.
To pay the rest of the 40, they've actually, you know, let the property market rise, taken that equity and put that towards it.
And the equity covers the deposit.
Wow.
Right?
So that's insane.
Obviously that's an amazing scenario, but the first thing is achievability.
Mm.
And what I want you to think is, well, you answer me. If you really had to, could you come up with 10 Gs?
I mean, Brent, my mentor, uses an example. You know, if someone had a gun to his children's head and he had to get $2 million together in 30 days, he could do it.
He'd find a way.
He'd find a way.
Yeah, well, if no one has a gun to your head and it's only 10 Gs, you'd find a way.
Yeah.
So what are we solving there? We're solving achievability.
Mm.
Achievability, achievability. And we give you hope because the hope is, man, 10 Gs. But that's not the 200,000 that I'm hearing on the news.
Mm.
Right. And so this brings something within your periphery. It's within reach. And when it's achievable, you will be amazed at what you can do.
And so you mentioned you can get it down hypothetically, you know, from 50 to 10, right? And do you want to just take us through how you're doing that because you've got 10 years in the property market, you've got connections and all that stuff.
It's negotiations.
Yeah.
So you teach me about property. We've got just over 1,200 families in the program right now. So when we walk in and we negotiate, I'll say, look, what if we buy 50 of these properties?
Mm.
You know, it's the weight of the machine.
Mm.
It's also the expertise. We've got relationships. We talked a lot about relationships. So, you know, when it comes to professional relationships, the fundamental premise for professional relationships is finding people that will do what they say and say what they do.
Mm.
And that's the strategic partnerships that we look to create at Teach Me About Property. And we negotiate hard, you know. My goal is for them to be absolutely disgusted in the offers that I'm making.
Yeah.
Why? Because the better the offer, the worse the offer for them, the better it is for the families and the people that we work with.
Mm.
And the better the deal that we can come back and present to you guys.
But the point is, if you've got a developer and let's say they've got 50 units and 50 people walk in and say, we'll take one each, that's a hell of a lot of paperwork and a lot of work to go through. But if you walk in and you say, I'll take all 50, just myself, what deal can you give me? That's how we're bringing down that deposit number. Is that right?
Yeah, but it's even more than that. It's like, guys, what if we take 50 this month and 50 next month?
Right. Scale.
Yeah, scale.
Mm. So there's no secrets here. There's nothing dodgy. It's just simple.
This is behind the magician's curtain.
Yeah.
And this is what happens when you build a phenomenal business is people want to do business with you.
Mm.
And we do what we say and we say what we do. We drive an insanely difficult bargain for anyone that we work with from a development perspective. But we do that to benefit the people that are students, that are our students.
Mm.
And so that will be you and you'll get to benefit from that. And trust me, when you see the nitty gritty on the numbers, it gets better. It's, it's better than what we say, but we never say how good it is because we always under deliver and over promise.
Yeah.
That's how we roll. So
under promise and over deliver.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Yeah. We always
under
promise and over deliver.
Yeah.
And so trust me, as you get in and you work closer and you realize the actual nitty gritty on the deals, it's better than what you think it is.
Mm. You showed me when you called me like 2 weeks ago, you showed me the numbers and I was like, man, you were showing me like, you know, this, and you're like bringing down a deposit to like $3,000 or something. I was like, Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's nuts.
And we haven't even included, you know, first homeowner's grant and all that sort of stuff.
Which we don't. So the reason why is because we want to show you that you still got to put some effort in here.
Yeah.
right? There's we're lowering the barrier, but the barrier is not invisible. It's still there, and you've got to put work in. So this is the cards on the table, guys. Mm. You know, we'll bring phenomenal opportunities. We'll use low money down deals to help you to get into the property market sooner. But there's work for you to do.
Mm.
So that's cards on the table, right? So with low money down deals, it's all about us negotiating and getting the deposit down as low as possible.
Which is the benefit of you having been run this for 5 years, having 1,200 people in your program, and the benefit of this partnership. People are leveraging everything you've built over the past decade and the relationships you've built.
Which is the perfect segue to OPM.
Mm.
So OPM stands for other people's money. And here's what you've got to understand. There's people out there that benefit from your goals. If your goal is to buy property, there are other people that benefit from that ambition that you have.
Mm.
So the first one is obviously the government. The government wants you to go out and buy new properties because when you buy a new property, it creates jobs and it stimulates the economy.
Mm.
The goal is to find people who align with your goals and ambitions. What you do creates the outcomes that they're looking for.
Mm.
It might be government, it could be private sector, businesses. Whose goals align with yours?
Two-way benefit.
Two-way benefit. They win, you win.
Yeah.
Right? So the first one is obviously the government. The government wants you to go and buy a new property so you can help people to get jobs. Mm. So when a house is built, 43 trades go into building that house.
Wow.
43 trades. Right? That stimulates the economy. That's food on the table. That's jobs. That's people not in the unemployment queue. So the government has a vested interest. So what do? They incentivize. They pay you to go and buy a property.
Mm, especially if you don't have any.
Yeah, especially if you don't have property. If you're a first homeowner, which everyone on here will be,
yeah.
So if you're a first homeowner, the government wants to pay you money for you to go and buy property. Mm. They'll remove the stamp duty. So, you know, people like me, I pay full stamp duty when I buy properties. There's no incentives in it for me. Mm. I own multiple properties. The government doesn't want to be seen to be helping people like me to buy more properties.
Yeah.
They want to be seen to be helping you to buy your first property, right? So they'll remove the stamp duty barrier,
And stamp duty, do you want to clarify what that is real quick?
Yeah, stamp duty is just a state government tax. So just so we're clear, the government clips a ticket on everything, guys.
So every time you buy a property, the government takes a clip. And it's massive.
Yeah.
It hurts.
It's real money, guys. It's real money. So not paying it is a blessing. And don't worry, it's only 15 grand. 20. Man, that's 15, 20 grand you don't need to save.
Yeah.
So you are ahead, and then the government gives you the $10,000 to buy a new property. That's like 25 grand.
Yeah.
Right? So that's the first layer of OPM. The second layer is private. So that's public sector. Well, what's the private sector money that could be floating around that could help me to get into the market? And this is one of the things that we do phenomenally well at Teach Me About Property is we go, we negotiate, we hustle hard, and we get, you know, developers and whatnot to contribute. You know, to pay money back, to put money on the table. And we call that OPM, other people's money.
Mm.
And we have a saying at Teach Me About Property. If other people want to give you money, let them.
Simple.
Simple, guys. Yeah.
And because when they're giving you money, they're making money. That's a two-way thing,
it's
right?
It's aligned.
Yeah, that's why your business is making money because everyone's buying property. There's two-way benefits there. Yeah,
two, three-way benefits. So stop thinking. You know, it's easy, especially in this day and age, to be cynical about everything. And it was funny, you know, my marketing manager and I, Richard, on the way in, we were talking. And look, a level of skepticism is healthy.
Oh, for sure.
You're like, well, wait a minute. But you've also got to understand that the government does want you to buy properties. Mm. The private sector does want you to buy their properties, right? And so we go in and we negotiate bulk deals, aggressive bulk deals, with developers who are in a position to be able to put other people's money on the table to help you to get into the property.
Yeah.
100%.
So, once you combine the private sector, which is what you're doing, and the public sector with first homeowners and low money down, I mean, you can see how you're getting it 50 grand to 10 grand or 50 grand to 5 grand.
Yeah.
And that's how you get in such low deposits, which gives you hope, it gives you ambition, and you can get in the market earlier and leverage the growing property market.
That's right. So, what we do is we reduce the barriers to entry. We don't remove them completely because you've got to change, right? Our vision is to change 1 million lives, one family at a time. So this ain't the podcast that you listen to where we tell you you can outspend, you can out earn bad spending habits.
Mm.
It ain't real.
Mm.
You can't out eat or you can't out train a bad diet. It doesn't work, guys. So this is the podcast where we tell you that it's possible and there's work and effort required from your side, but we'll lower the barriers to entry so it is achievable. And it's achievable in a very extremely foreseeable period of time.
Mm.
And when you go, wait a minute, so I can own a property in 2022.
Mm.
Yeah, that's right. Telling you now, you work with TMAP, you work with Driven Young, you can own a property in 2022.
I mean, look at the couple you said. They got
from
two.
Where you're standing.
Two in 18 months.
Two properties.
Imagine if you pitch, imagine if he came in to his parents after that and he said, I'm going to get two properties in the next 18 months for his parents.
Yeah.
No, never would have believed it.
They would have patted him on the head and told him he's dreaming.
Yeah.
In a very, very polite, affectionate kind of way.
Mm.
But extremely dismissive and condescending.
And the best part is, you know, once you got one, then you get two, now you're on momentum.
Guys, property one buys property two. Property one and two buy property number three. Right? And we have a saying, cars won't buy you houses, but houses will buy you cars.
Mm.
So it's about getting things done in the right sequence, guys. And we talk a lot about that at Teach Me About Property. It's the sequence.
I mean, I think growing up, you know, my mum got a first brand new car 2 years ago and she bought it under the business and it was a $30,000 Mazda. Yep. So it's nothing fancy.
Yep.
And that's the only brand new car I've ever had in my home.
Yep.
And so for me, that's always been such a sign of wealth. But now I've grown up, I've gone, that's actually not a sign of wealth. It's a sign of
debt.
Debt and reckless spending. Not always. If you can afford it, great. But you know, I don't know if I'll ever, I'm sure I will in the future, but I would never own a brand new car until I own multiple properties.
Yep.
I have no need. I love my car now, right now. It was 10 grand. Yeah. I reckon I could sell it for 10 grand 2 years later, yeah. Right now. Yeah. It was such a good, I love my car. I don't need a brand new car. It's in my opinion, one of the worst investments a young person can make, you know, and with the money you put down for the car, that could go towards a deposit.
Yeah. So most people, what they do is they overreach on the finance to get into the car.
Mm.
Then they struggle. And so they don't insure the car
because
they don't have enough cash to insure the car. And then their number one asset, which is a depreciating asset, isn't insured. If they have a crash, they're stuck with all this bill, all these debts, and they don't even have the car.
Yeah. They say, what do they say? Like the second you leave the car lot, it depreciates by like 10% or something.
More than that.
Yeah.
Massively. So cars depreciate. So what I want to convey to everyone is we have two extremely simple yet highly effective strategies that we use to help people to build their asset base.
Mm.
Low money down deals, and other people's money, OPM. And if there's a part of you that is skeptical, that's healthy, that's natural. But let's keep talking.
Yeah.
Let's have the conversation. Because what if this works? What if you get to be the Terrence and Susan within your set of friends and saying, hey guys, I just purchased this property. I just did this.
What if you help them get in the property market? How good are you going to feel? Yeah. You're now giving back. That's what I'm most excited about. Imagine I've got 10 people. And if I get 10 people in 2022, 20 people would get in the property market, you know, that makes me feel great. I've helped young people get into the property market. That's all I'm about is helping young people, whether it's financial, whatever it is.
Yep.
You feel great. And so, you know, you could be doing the same thing.
So changing lives is an interesting concept because generally the people who need the most change are the most difficult to help.
It's same in Empower You, man. Empower You, you know, this is the number one personal development program for young people in Australia. And we teach... I do a two-hour section on money and finance. We talk about property and all that. Where, you know, goal setting, money, all this stuff. Half the room doesn't want to be there. At the beginning, we say, all right, who doesn't want to be here? We normally get six kids out of, you know, 50 who are like, I genuinely don't want to be here. Most of them are just kind of forced to come here.
Yep.
But they're the ones who need it the most. And they're a pain in the ass. Saturday, the first day they get there, they're a pain in the ass. You know, one kid causes more stress than all the other 40 because he's not getting involved. He's not having fun, whatever. But by the end of it, they get the most change. And so that's something that we've got to constantly remind myself. As much as I love to have an event full of people who are super excited to be there, and that's great, the ones who don't want to be there, they need it the most. And so if you're super skeptical, I'll give you an example actually. You'll love this story. Some guy called me up the other day. I always get those bullshit phone calls, right? He calls me up.
Is it for electricity?
Yeah, no, it was actually trading or something. I must have signed something. Okay, I don't know. Yeah. I signed something. I don't know. He calls me up and he's talking about the market. And the reason I didn't hang up is because he had a New Zealand accent.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And so I immediately trusted him.
Yeah,
I had that rapport.
Yeah.
I was like, New Zealand accent? There's no way a Kiwi would rip me off.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, and he was a really nice guy. I was having a chat with him. And he's just like, look, here's the thing, Byron. I've got this great investment opportunity. And he was talking about Elon Musk's new company, Starlink, which is about to IPO soon. And he's like, we've got an opportunity to get in before IPOs at a deal. And I was like, and he's telling me some stuff. He said, now look, don't want anything now. If you're interested, just send me an email and I'll send you the brochure with all the details. I was like, you know what? I'm very skeptical, but I'm interested. Yeah. What does an email cost me? He hasn't got any details. Did the email, went through it, had a few more phone calls with his team, researched the company, looks legit, signed up with them, put $5,000 into it, hasn't even IPO'd yet, and it's up $1,800. And that's a long-term play. Like that, I think that's going to go up heaps. Everything Elon Musk touches goes up heaps. But my point is I was very skeptical, but I went along. You know, I think most people will just hang up straight away.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, that just by not hanging up, that could make me a lot of money in the future.
Yeah.
And if I don't make it, you know, it's money I'm willing to lose, but it's in that account. I could sell it right now. I've got full access to it. And so I think being skeptical is healthy,
yep.
But also, you know, understand if you listen to my podcast, hopefully you trust me. I take my brand very seriously. It's the most important thing in business, your reputation. Mm-hmm. So do you. It's all about building connections. So, and that's the thing. That's where I'm not sure what our call to action is going to be, but it's probably just going to be a chat.
Yeah.
Have a chat with us, with your team, and we'll take you through the numbers. We'll show you what's possible and go from there. So, I mean, even this is a low barrier entry.
Yeah.
It's not nothing, but we've lowered the barrier so much that I think you'd be foolish not to take advantage of it.
And you look, do some research, jump on board, make this part of your data collection set.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I was excited because I saw an alignment between the barriers to entry for the demographic that I normally work with and the demographic that Byron works with.
Mm.
And the biggest barrier to entry is achievability and a lack of hope.
Mm.
We can solve that. And once we solve that, the speed at which you move will astonish you. So all you need to do is, yeah, let's just set up a call that people can do. They can jump on, you know, maybe a webinar.
Yep.
They can jump on and they can have see all of the numbers and the way it works and the opportunity. But what we're really looking for is the people that are looking.
Yeah.
Right? The people that are thinking, you know, what if this does work? What if I could buy a property in 2022?
Mm.
Man, if we really want to find the people that are thinking, if what they're saying is right and we can buy a property with that amount of money, then I'm willing to do what it takes.
Yes.
Because the people who are willing to do what it takes are the people who get the outcomes. And so we want to work with people who are serious. And I get it. If you arrive skeptical and you're like, well, I'm not serious yet because I want to see what it is, what it's about, and I need more information, then fair enough. But if you're the person who's thinking, I'm skeptical, but if this does work, then I'm all in.
Mm.
And you're the type of person that we want to come along.
And that's why you're listening to this episode before you talk to us.
Yeah.
Because you're finding out more. You're researching. Go research, teach me about property. Research me if you'd like.
Yeah.
You know, do your research. I got nothing to hide.
Mate.
You know,
we're everywhere. We'll blow up your Instagram feed.
Yeah, yeah.
You click on one thing, we'll follow you forever.
You know, all the testimonials you've got. I think there's that quote and it's like, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right. And hopefully this conversation has helped you realize that you can.
Yeah.
Because everyone before this conversation, you probably thought you can't.
Yep.
And you were right, you can't. But if you think you can, if you think you can't, you're right. Most people will think they can't. So hopefully this has helped people go, you know what? Even this conversation has given me some hope. Pursue that. Ride that hope. Get onto the momentum. It's an exciting time. And again, the property market, even if it goes down in the next year, you're in. You know, you're holding long term. At the money and finance section we do at Empower You, half an hour out of that 2 hours is all about delayed gratification. Mm. I tell stories about Avengers and Call of Duty. Mm. You know, have you played Call of Duty? I don't know if you've got people play Call of Duty, but like-
Yeah, COD.
When you want to get the gold gun, you got to get a certain amount of kills. It takes ages. You got to grind to get those kills. So when you finally get the gold gun, you love it. If someone just gave it to you, you wouldn't appreciate it.
Yep.
You know, dream struggle prize, we call it.
Yep.
In order to achieve a prize, you got to go through the struggle.
Yep.
And that's what we're saying. It's not going to be easy,
but
it's achievable.
It's achievable. There's effort required and that effort comes from you, but you're going to work with a team that has expertise in helping people just like you. We've got track record to show you people from your position accomplishing property ownership.
Yeah.
And once you achieve that, I'm telling you, on the other side of that, everything looks so different.
And look, guys, I've got an immediate network I'm going to push this to. Like we're going to get heaps of people on this pretty fast.
Yeah.
So if you want to get in, take up the opportunity. So yeah, I mean, that's an hour. I think it's gold there. Hopefully it's given people a good insight into the partnership we've built. Even if they do nothing and they're living, I know I've got international listeners. Hopefully it's helped you realize that there are other ways to get in and giving you a bit of hope, even if you're living in America or different countries. You know, you're going to have to do your own research on what your government offers. But most governments are giving incentives to people to get into the property market.
Yep.
So is there anything you wanted to say before we wrap up? Any final thoughts?
Yeah, look, the final thought for me is property is achievable. You know, I come from very humble beginnings, man.
Mm.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. I wasn't born with no silver spoon in my mouth. I wasn't born into a wealthy family. I was born from very humble beginnings, you know, and everything I've got in my life, I've had to work for. And I will always say, man, if only someone helped me, if only I knew then what I knew now.
Mm.
And so this is that opportunity for you to learn and understand that getting into the property market is not just achievable, but it's a worthy and worthwhile ambition for you to have. And you deserve to have that. It is still the Australian dream. Still, people still want to own property. And property is not out of reach. Irrespective of what you hear out there in the marketplace, what you watch on the news, property is within your grasp. However, you need some expertise and some people around you that can show you how you can get into the market, right? And how you can do it in a way where you can do it on your own, get the outcome that you're after, and set you up for the life that you deserve.
That's it. Low money down. Other people's money, team up two-step.
Let's go.
That's it. That's all we need. Well, Massey, this has been awesome. Obviously, if anyone wants to get in contact, all the links will be down below. Make sure you go check out Team Streaming About Property regardless. They got a lot of free content. They do a free webinar where they break down a lot of their stuff. But yeah, Instagram, DM, whatever it is, just find a way to get in contact with me. I'm an easy man to get in contact with. Yes. You know, we'll have links below. Sign up to that. Take advantage of this opportunity. I'm super excited to be putting this out there and doing this partnership. I think there's going to be so much that happens. If we get five people in, if I can help five people get their own property before they're like 25, I'll be super, super excited.
We'll show everyone else through their success that it's possible for them, so it's possible for you.
Yeah. And obviously we'll be capturing all the testimonials and everything. So depending on when you're listening to this, we might have already done it, but most of my listens happen within the first week. Mm. So take advantage of it. But you know, that's it from me and you. Thanks so much for this partnership and thanks so much for coming on the show. Obviously, if people want to get in contact with you, where's the best place to go?
Oh man, Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah.
So we're all over social media. Reach out, we'll reach back.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thanks for your time today, Byron. It's been awesome to catch up. It's been a little while.
It's been good.
Yeah, so it's been great to catch up. And what I really love about the time that we've had is to realize that, you know, even though we spend time apart, our visions are still aligned. Mm. You know, we still have the same purpose. You're out there, you're impacting as many lives as possible. Teach Me About Property is definitely impact driven. And, you know, through this partnership, I can see us changing lives.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Massey, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
So that is it for this episode of the Driven Young Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you made it this far, I assume you did. If you are interested, if you've listened to this whole thing, you're a young person and you live in Australia, click the link in our bio. You can come along to the webinar or you can book in for a free 30-minute one-on-one session with someone from the Teach Me About Property team. This is all free, by the way. I'm not asking for any money right now. All we're asking is that you do your research, you come along, listen to the podcast, come to the webinar, book in for a free 30-minute session. If you've done all that, you've gone through all of those steps, you've had a chat with some people, if at that point you go, you know what, I want to do this, I want to purchase my first property, I believe in you guys, then you can sign up to the program and then you can start your journey to buy your first property. There's a lot of sharks out there and I really put a lot of work into the Driven Young brand. I would never taint that brand by bringing on someone I didn't trust. So Massey is an awesome guy. I'm sure you'd agree, you know, you listened to that episode and I'm really, really excited. Next year, I want to help 20 people purchase their first property. I've already got 10 people lined up. I'm going to be taking them through and it's just going to be an awesome, awesome time. So whether you think you can or whether they think you can't, you're right. And the truth is, you can. We'll see you on the next episode.